Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of our message from Revelation chapter 12, verses 1 to 5, titled The Christmas Apocalypse. This is part 2 of 2.
Her name's Marilyn. And you think about Mary holding little baby Jesus.
Yeah.
And I wish I knew a Hebrew lullaby to sing and think it, put it in your head, but that's a beautiful song to replace that. Isn't that beautiful?
Amen.
Prophetically, we think of Jesus coming and being held by Mary, and it was a precious thing. Not taking anything away from that. But prophetically, Jesus was born to Israel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's how you have to understand what we're reading in Revelation 12. Read this. Beginning of verse 6, the first few words, read it with me. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. You notice that? Us. Who's us?
Israel.
Baby Jesus came prophetically through Israel and for Israel.
Amen.
Us cannot be Mary, us is Israel.
Amen.
In Revelation 12. These things are only understood by spiritually mature and discerning Bible believers.
Amen.
When you talk to a lot of people about, like, Revelation 12, you talk to them and you get all kinds of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And it's because they're not matured, they've not studied the text well enough. And 1 Corinthians 2:14 explains this. But the natural man receiveth not the spirit things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And that explains why when you pick up a Catholic, most Protestant, and some evangelical commentaries, they totally mess this up.
Yeah.
Because not everybody who calls themselves Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, or whatever are really saved.
Yeah.
And then if they're walking in the flesh and not in the Spirit, then they'll just mess everything up.
Yeah. Amen.
For example, this text ignores the church age and gives you the summary of events, see, when you read the text. And some folks just can't grasp that. When you're reading through Revelation 12, especially these five verses we're covering this morning, it's a summary. And it kind of actually will step out and say, it's like Thomas or John or Stephen, any of these men in here, I could talk about them. And as I'm talking about them, I could make reference to something about their past. Doesn't mean I mean that they're doing it right now. A lot of times, you know, people give their testimony. And they'll start to talk about how God saved them. They'll stop and say, now there was a time when I did this and that, and I'm not proud of that. But I just want to say, God will save you.
Amen.
God saved me, a wretch like me. And that's wonderful testimony. You don't think that that means they're doing it right now. And that's what, in this text, you'll see that. It says, and there appeared, in verse 3, and there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. Now, that isn't happening at the time Jesus is born. See, this isn't a time scale, and it's not giving you the chronology exactly. It's a summary of what then will lead you to understand the rest of Revelation 12. Who is the dragon?
Satan.
I think it was a dinosaur.
No.
I'm serious, that's what I've had people tell me. They think that's a dinosaur. Comparing Scripture with Scripture, just look down a few verses. You're told in verse 9. See, a lot of times we don't have to jump back to Genesis. You just have to read the context, read the whole thing. Verse 9 says, and the great dragon was cast out. Who? That old serpent. What's that make you think of?
Genesis
3.
Yeah.
Called the devil.
Yeah.
And Satan. So who's the dragon?
Yeah.
See how easy that was?
Yeah.
Now, things get difficult for the undiscerning. In verse 4, it begins by saying, and his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to the earth. And so people try to make that happen in the past. When in reality, what we're doing, we're getting the summary, and he's referring to that dragon, and he's saying that this is going to happen in the context of Revelation 12. It's obviously not happened yet. But people actually try to put that in the past. Some try to say that happened during the gap. I believe there was a great fall during the gap, but I don't believe this is it. Where does the Bible say there's only one fall of angels? Never says that. I think there's been probably individual angels and pockets of numbers of angels cast out throughout history. Where does the Bible say otherwise?
Yeah.
Doesn't. Yeah, just like with people. But it's connected to what happens in verse 9. And he was cast out into the earth and his angels were cast out with him. So what we're reading back here, you look again down in verse 9 and it tells you where the event took place and its future. There has been fallen angels. There have been, I believe there were in the gap. I believe there was at the flood. I believe there was probably at the time of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I believe there's going to be in the tribulation. And there might be a bunch more jump ship at the end of the millennium. And many points in between. If you ignore verse 9, you mess up at verse 4. That's what I'm saying. And verse 4 goes on to say, "And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, and to devour her child as soon as it was born." Now don't miss this. That is referring to an event. That event is in Matthew 2:16. We refer to it as the slaughter of innocents.
Yeah.
The devil was in Herod, working through Herod to try to devour Jesus Christ when he was born. Matthew 2:16 begins by saying, "Then Herod, when he saw that he was mocked of the wise men," the wise men had not told Herod where they found the child, and they kind of snuck off and left. And Herod took that as a mockery. He was exceeding wroth and sent forth and, look at this, slew all the children that were in Bethlehem.
Wow.
We know from Josephus that when it says slew, it'd be like saying slaw all the kids in Columbus. That would include Worthington, Gehenna, you know what I'm saying? And same thing with Bethlehem. Bethlehem was in the middle, but they slew all that whole area that would be called Bethlehem. Probably thousands of little babies. I don't want to get too graphic, but it was a terrible ordeal. They took, and the psalmist refers to babies being dashed. You know what that means? And they took the sword to these babies. It was a terrible thing. They actually cut them out of the mother's womb to not even allow them to be born, according to the accounts. And look, verse 16 ends, "And in all the coast thereof for 2 years old and under." So if you had a 2-year-old, even looked 2-year old, they killed the baby. "According to the time which he had diligently inquired of the wise men." Merry Christmas. Amen?
Amen.
"She brought forth a man-child," verse 5, "who was to what? Rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne."
Hallelujah.
You see, what I love about Revelation 12 is it's just like when you read the accounts in the Gospels. They tell you that this is a fulfillment of Old Testament prophecy, that he comes as a human baby. He came to die for the sins of the world, the sins of his people, both. And it says that he'll be resurrected and he'll sit on a throne.
Amen.
And Revelation 12 is just like what we read. Christmas, if you want to call it that, call it nativity. It's about a king.
Amen.
That's what it's about. We read the first part of verse 6. It closes by saying, "And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor," the what?
Mighty God.
"Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." He's God.
Amen.
"The King will return to do what?
Rule."
Oh, I thought he's going to give you your best life now.
No.
He's going to rule. Verse 7 continues in Isaiah 9, "Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this."
Hallelujah.
Think of the people who deny that that's going to happen. Literally, they're denying, and it even ends by reminding it, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
And how many times does God say that through his word?
Amen.
Perform something, and it's going to happen.
Amen. Verse 5 continues, it says, "And she brought forth a man-child who was to rule all nations with a what?
Rod of iron.
And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. The death, burial, resurrection, ascension, return of Jesus begins with what?
His birth.
You hear people say, "Well, we have nothing. The Bible doesn't say that, you know, we should have a holiday celebrating his birth." The Bible doesn't say that you should have a holiday celebrating your birthday, you Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah.
So what are you doing having cake and ice cream on your own birthday?
That's right.
Just stop being a hypocrite. That's all I'm saying. I don't mind if you don't want to do any of the things that we do. You don't like some of the things we do. But don't be a hypocrite, because I'm going to point it out to you.
Yep.
You like that birthday cake. You like that ice cream. You like them presents and them cards, don't you? You like having everybody sitting around saying, happy birthday to you. But you don't want us to do that for Jesus once a year? I'm going to do it anyway.
Me too.
I want to close simply by reading the account in Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25.
Amen.
So if you will turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. And some of you can get your mind off the ham for just a couple more minutes.
You drop in that water, it's going to be mine.
Uh-oh, that was Dan.
Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. Give you just a second to get there, because I want to read it. And folks, we've just made it a habit around the Miller home to read the either Matthew or Luke account at Christmas time, before the kids open the gifts.
Amen.
And we always made the kids understand that this celebration was about Jesus and not about what you get.
Amen.
And then we would read this and we'd have prayer.
Amen.
And if the kids looked like they were getting impatient, I went longer.
Amen, brother. Amen.
She's like, Mariah's over, amen. So let's begin reading in verse 18, and let's read this through and just go slowly with me to get through the whole thing intelligently. We don't want to just rush through this. Beginning verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Then Joseph, being raised from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Now, if you're going to observe any sort of Christmas, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, Christmas parties, whatever, the point is to make it about Jesus.
Amen.
But, let me tell you, we should be thinking upon and praying in thanks for the incarnation of Jesus all the time.
Amen.
And just one of the wonderful things about Jesus that we should meditate on, one of the wonderful things we should talk about, and the idea that God would come in the form of a little human baby like that, so that he could then grow up among men to then be despised and rejected by those men, and to then be beaten and mocked, spat upon, to be nailed to that cross, shedding his blood, with that crown of thorn pressed down on his brow. And as he gave up the ghost, they put the spear in his side, blood and water come pouring forth. Dead, he was buried. And on the third day, he appeared alive.
Amen.
risen from the dead, conquering sin and death, conquering hell, conquering the grave. And as Revelation 12 tells us, He ascended. We know from Acts that happened 40 days later. He ascended to heaven. And when He descended, He repeated His promise that He'd given in John 14. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Amen.
That's where He's at right now. You want to know where we are on the time clock? He's on a throne. But at any moment, He's going to stand up and He's going to call us home.
Amen.
The dead in Christ will rise first. And then we which are alive and remain should be caught up in the air to meet Him in the clouds. Amen. So shall we ever be with the Lord. And then we go back. We go home.
Amen.
And then we've studied what's going to happen in the book of Revelation from that point on, but we can't imagine it. That's what we're celebrating.
Amen.
When we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ as part of the entire big picture.
Amen.
Of how wonderful a Savior we have in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank You for this time in Your Word. And we just thank You for those who love the book and love Jesus Christ, the author, who is also the author and finisher of our faith. Lord, we're just thankful for the opportunity to come together and sing about Jesus.
Amen.
Study the book and talk about Jesus.
Amen.
Share in some fellowship with people.
Amen.
Knowing we all love Jesus.
Long time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark, now hear the angels sing, new King born today, and man Joseph and his wife Mary, they came to Bethlehem that night. They found no place to have their child, not a single room was inside. By and by they found a little nook in a stable so forlorn, and in that stable cold and
sing on the